Be still and know. Solomon was a man of great learning and knowledge. He was the most famous man of his time and the richest. With his vast wealth, he was able to command every comfort and luxury known to the world of his day. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon gives an account of his search for what was best in life. He tried everything. He tried riches. He tried knowledge. He tried mirth and pleasure. He tried building great works and promoting great enterprises. But at last he turned from all these things and cried, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." What a bitter and disappointed cry. But as columnist John R. Gunn writes, this cry of disappointment does not represent Solomon's final conclusion. Having tried the world's way and having found life to be only a vain show, he finally returned to God's way. The result was a changed view and a changed outlook. Now he spoke a different language from that which he spoke in the first chapters of Ecclesiastes. Now he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." At last, Solomon found something in life worth living for. And so Solomon found the answer to life's problems. The answer now is the same as the answer found by the wise and powerful king. And so, no matter how learned or rich or famous you may be, until you discover the same great truth, you will never know life at its highest and best. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this verse from Ecclesiastes. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.